Sunday night Dvar Halacha, Rosh Chodesh Adar. Okay. Chazal say Mishnichas Adam Arvin B'Simcha, and while by Av there are rules in Shulchan Aruch how one is Mamatin B'Simcha, by Adar there are no rules in Shulchan Aruch in Gemara. So some say that you see from that it's not really a halacha mufuretes, an objective halacha. It's just like an Eitzah Tova to be Sameach. While others give different suggestions and say it's mamash the same chiyuv and the same type, the same intensity of chiyuv, and therefore they give different suggestions. Since the Gemara didn't say exactly how, so the later achronim, of our door before, give different suggestions. Some say that ataka means anything that makes you sameach, but there's a chiyuv to do it, and you should try to maneuver to have things that are mesameach you, to have them happen and to have them come about in Chodesh Adar. For instance, if you have a siyum, we had today a siyum, people maneuvered, it should come out, okay, you can clear about the first day of Rosh Chodesh, the last day of Shvat, but that would be an example to make a siyum. Some actually say to drink more wine, to practice drinking wine, to be a little bit besimcha each day, and to drink more wine. The Miri actually says as follows. He says, "Shenichas Adam Arvin B'Simcha," and that's a ha'ora to a person. It's meant to wake up a person, to be ma'orer a person, to inspire a person, to give thanks to Hashem whenever the situation calls for it. So you're nis'orer to be moded to Hashem on Rosh Chodesh Adar because of Purim, and that is a lesson that you should always be besimcha and give thanks to Hashem for different things that are happening in your life. That's the Miri. Others say that it means you should put simcha into your avoda, meaning into your davening, into your learning. You should try to imbue it